With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Carl Shapiro was a young man just out of the military when his book V Letter and other poems won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1946.
Whenever I'm mentioned in a newspaper, invariably the designation is Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. That supposedly settles a lot of questions. It pigeonholes you in a certain way, and it's an identification.
More than 40 years after winning the Pulitzer, Carl Shapiro is out with the first in what will be three volumes of memoirs, The Younger Son. A few years ago, Shapiro renewed a relationship with a woman who is now his wife.
I would write her about 5 or 6 pages a day, trying to fill her in on what had gone on with me for the past 40 years.
After 700 pages, the head of Algonquin Books in Chapel Hill began organizing those letters chronologically.
What he did was to separate out all the material having to do from the time I was about to be drafted in the peacetime army, all through the war, up to my discharge, so that this book does read like a narrative.
The Younger Son covers Carl Shapiro's boyhood in Baltimore, his origins as a poet, and his army days in the South Pacific, where most of the time he sat behind a typewriter as a clerk.
While I was in the army during the war, I published 4 books, one of which won the Pulitzer Prize. So by the time I got home, I was what they call an established poet.
Carl Shapiro maintained his distinguished career as a poet and is now in retirement after 20 years of teaching at the University of California in Davis. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. A memoir by Carl Shapiro, The Younger Son, is the story of the making of a poet.
I've written a lot of poems directly out of my experience as a Middle Atlantic American Jewish writer, Baltimorean and so on. A lot of my poems have to do with Baltimore.
Carl Shapiro says his adolescent work imitated both classical and contemporary poets. His first book was a self-published effort printed by a Baltimore publishing house that specialized in medical text.
There were 200 copies of this book printed, and I signed them all. I sold about maybe a dozen or so, and gave some away and kept the rest, which all disappeared while I was in the Army. I don't know whatever happened to him.
Shapiro went to Johns Hopkins for 2 years on a scholarship, but left during his sophomore year. While he was in the Army during World War II, his poetry appeared in an anthology of works by younger poets.
My part of the book was reviewed very well. From then on, I didn't have much trouble getting poems published in the good magazines.
After the war, and after winning a Pulitzer Prize for his poetry, Carl Shapiro landed the coveted job as poetry consultant at the Library of Congress.
I made up work. In fact, I've been accused of creating a job where there wasn't a job.
But Shapiro did arrange for major poets to record their work, including T.S. Eliot. After the Library of Congress job, Shapiro returned to Johns Hopkins, this time as an associate professor. The Younger Son is the first of what will be 3 volumes of memoirs by the distinguished poet Carl Shapiro, published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The youthful Carl Shapiro got off to a smashing start as a poet, winning a Pulitzer in 1946. He's still writing. The Younger Son is the first of what will be 3 books covering the life of Carl Shapiro.
What I'm really talking about is my discovery of poetry, desire to write it and become a poet.
Carl Shapiro went on to become editor of Poetry Magazine in Chicago.
Well, I edited the magazine for 5 years and it went bankrupt.
Partly, says Shapiro, due to his handling of the magazine. Later, he became associated with the magazine The Prairie Schooner at the University of Nebraska. He taught for 20 years at the University of California at Davis. After a half a century as a poet and some 15 books, Carl Shapiro maintains there is no such thing as a decaying talent.
I had a wonderful letter one time from a junior high school girl who wrote, she said, "My English teacher said, we are to write a paper about you. I would like to know about where you were born, your education, your publications, and your decline."
Carl Shapiro sees his poetry as both a sense of self-fulfillment and escapism.
Poets are always looked at with suspicion, as you know, because are considered crazy, and frequently are, because poets are never really close the contact with the world.
Carl Shapiro's memoir, The Younger Son, was published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.